Scott Walker's two-year spending plan increases the transportation budget by 250%, while cutting state aid for K-12 education by nearly $1 billion. It's bad math, say educators, because it balances the budget on the backs of children. Jasmine Allender has a child in Milwaukee Public Schools. At a news conference with other parents and educators, she objected to the governor's tax breaks for corporations.
So, it's business or our children? That is a false choice.
The governor has said businesses need tax incentives to produce jobs, and that school districts pinched by his budget can make employees pay more for pensions and health care. That change in collective bargaining is currently held up in a court challenge. When and if it's implemented, those savings won't make up for less state aid, says state school superintendent Tony Evers.
Overall, I've seen districts that those so-called tools would cover anywhere from 40% to 60%, leaving significant cutbacks.
In addition to less state school aid, the governor's budget restricts the revenue districts can raise through taxes. Beth LaBelle is a parent in the Paris School District in Kenosha.
Reducing the revenue limit sounds good in theory. It is, in essence, a tax break. But a harsh reality lies therein. Reducing a district's ability to locally fund its schools is a direct road to referendum.
Schools wishing to tax more than law allows have to get approval through public referendum. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.